I know we've talked about this throughout the year, but it seems like you've gotten particularly comfortable getting to the paint and finishing. Anything you've changed up, or is it just practice?
I think just working on, you know, finishing after practice every day, you know. Even my pregame routine before games, you know, it's a lot of things that's in the paint, you know. You know, I think I'm just getting more comfortable in there. I'm slowing down when I get in there, and I'm making, you know, better decisions, you know, whether the shot is there or if it's for my teammates.
Shooting up over paddles has to help a little bit, too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think that's just like a resemblance of like a seven-footer coming over, you know, trying to block your shot. Sometimes Lamar, he even blocks my shot with the paddle, so that helps me out a lot, you know, finishing over the paddle. And, you know, once I get in the game, it's kind of like it's second nature because that's what I've been working on so much lately.
Just your thoughts on the Lakers tonight and the challenge they present?
Well, you know, they came in here end of last year and beat us pretty good. So, you know, it's our first time playing them at home since then, so. It'll be a great challenge, you know. Obviously, with Kobe out, you know, those guys would be moving the ball much more just because Kobe, he's such a dynamic scorer. You know, he has the ball in his hand a lot. So we have to be ready to play everybody. You know, with Nick Young's ability to score, you know, we have to be ready to play him as well. I think it's just a matter of just getting stops tonight and, you know, executing on offense.
Nice to have Alec around. I know he can't, you know, participate in the stuff. What's he doing, I guess, with you guys while he's here?
Just his presence, you know. He's, you know, even though we're on the same team, you know, we all have a really good relationship off the court. So it's good to see him around still, even though he can't, you know, play at all right now. But it's great, you know, to see him around. You know, keeping his spirits high. You know, obviously he just had surgery, so. You know, I'm sure he wish he can be out there with us. You know, so we're just ready for him to get back as quick as possible.
How's Rodney looked? I know he's, I mean, missed a little bit, but he seems like he's been upgraded.
Yeah, he's been looking great. You know, he's been it's good to see him back on the court as well. Obviously, he's dealing with the foot. You know, that those are tough injuries. You know, with him being a rookie, you know, that's something that I went through last year. So, you know, that's what I talked to him about, which is kind of. Just staying with it, you know, even though he was hurt, you know, once you get back out there, you know, play a game, you know, stay aggressive and, you know, just do what you can to help the team win.
Trey, we're almost halfway through the season. How do you feel like you've progressed your second year in the NBA? And also, how do you feel like the team has progressed this year?
I think we've progressed, you know, a great deal just because, you know, it's a new coaching staff. You know, we have new players. It's not easy to go from one system to a new system and, you know, 1 year. And then as far as personally, you know, just I feel like I've gotten much better as the year, you know, has gone on. You know, obviously dealing with some, you know, shooting struggles, you know, I think that's something that's allowed me to, you know, even become more confident, you know, just go out there and just play your game, man, just try to help the team win.
What's been different lately? What's changed as far as your shooting, making a lot higher percentage?
I mean, I just playing my game, man, just getting in the paint, slowing down, making the right reads, working after practice every single day. You know, things are just starting to come together for me. And, I'm starting to understand the game, you know, at a higher level.
How much does Quinn help you with his background as a point guard himself? You know,
he helps me a lot. You know, obviously he can. We both can relate to each other because he played my position. You know, so he always tells me what he sees. You know, things that I can get better on. And that's always great coming from your head coach.